And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of Betty Friedan, born 1921 in Peoria, Illinois, author of The Feminine Mystique, which came out in 1963, one of the most influential nonfiction books of the 20th century, about educated women at the end of World War II who were leading ostensibly idyllic domestic lives and yet who felt unfulfilled, unhappy, and restless. It's the birthday of Charles A. Lindbergh, born in Detroit, 1902, who in 1927 became the first man to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic Ocean, New York to Paris. It's the birthday in London, 1916, of the poet Gavin Ewart, author of many books of poetry, started writing poetry early when he was just 17, and then when World War II broke out, he stopped for about 20 years. His collection Londoners came out in 1964. Gavin Ewart, who wrote, "For nursery days are gone, nightmare is real, and there are no god fairies. The fox's teeth are in the bunny, and nothing can remove them, honey." It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Robert Coover, born Charles City, Iowa, in 1932, whose first novel was The Origin of the Brunists, 1966, about the lone survivor of a mining accident, goes on to start a religious cult. Robert Coover, who said he writes because art blows life into the lifeless, death into the deathless, author of The Universal Baseball Association Incorporated, The Public Burning, and A Child Again. It was on this day, 1789, the Electoral College unanimously elected George Washington, the first president of the United States. It's the birthday of the novelist McKinley Cantor, born in Webster City, Iowa, 1904. Wrote a number of Civil War novels, including Andersonville, which he spent 25 years researching before it came out in 1955, about the Confederate prison camp where 50,000 Union soldiers died. It's the birthday of the writer Stuart Onan, born in Pittsburgh, 1961, worked as an aerospace engineer for years, and in the evenings went down to his basement to write. Published his first novel, Snow Angels, in 1994, about a murder in a small town in western Pennsylvania. Stuart Onan, who said, "My own life isn't terribly interesting, even to myself, and that is why I write about people and places so different from the ones I know." Here's a poem for today by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, The Cross of Snow. In the long sleepless watches of the night, a gentle face, the face of one long dead, looks at me from the wall, where round its head the night lamp casts a halo of pale light. Here in this room she died, and soul more white never through martyrdom of fire was led to its repose, nor can in books be read the legend of a life more benedite. There is a mountain in the distant west that sun-defying in its deep ravines displays a cross of snow upon its side. Such is the cross I wear upon my breast these 18 years, through all the changing scenes and seasons, changeless since the day she died. The Cross of Snow, a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.